What we do as doulas, I believe every human is a doula in their own way. And this is what the conversation is about, is remembering our way into living into our deaths. Something that was held for many millennia in our families and in our communities by others. And it's just a remembrance of this and bringing this conversation back and normalising something that's become taboo. And that is the job of a doula, the same as the bookends of life were welcomed in at the beginning of this life. And also we need to welcome in our own journey at the end of this life, equally important journeys when we come in as to when we go out. And doulas are there to facilitate emotionally, mentally and spiritually, if needed, for people to kind of welcome in that countenance or realising that journey, their unique journey, and trying to facilitate that unique journey for each of us as we come towards our death. In regards to the project, we've been commissioned by the Integrated Care Board of Southwest London in a pilot project to bring doulas free of charge under self-referral from those who've been given a diagnosis towards the end of their life, or their family or their carers or those involved with them, to self-refer through the NHS for this service to provide doula support alongside carers and other facilities within the healthcare network or inside compassionate communities, trying to link that together to create the best journey possible for people, whether it be at home or wherever they are for that journey, and to create, as I said, a unique experience for them in a caring and compassionate way.
How did you get involved and how did you start as a doula?
To try and encapsulate a life journey in a few minutes, I will do my best. From a very early age, I never had a break from the idea of death being a very normal part of our lives. One of my greatest friends, my grandfather, who died when I was six, I was never separated from that idea, and I realised that this was part of the normality of things and part of the normality of our life, which began a lifelong journey to understand indigenous and cultural practices. I travelled all over the world to understand what the death meant to all of us, and actually by living closer to death, it enriches our life, allows us to live our fullest experience every day, to understand that it is a brief, beautiful gift, this life, and the more that we accept that it is finite and that death is coming for each of us, it allows us to live more freely and to live into our deaths more freely, to see the humanity in each other and to see the love and the care in each other, and to wash away some of the stress and the doubt and the construct of this life by realising that we are here to experience this life fully in each day, in each breath and each moment. Yeah.
Why do you think it's important for people to have a doula at the end of their life?
I think we're trained through beautiful people that have trailblazed a way to remembering what it is in this life, to hold or to create a space for people to remember what it is in themselves, their strengths and what they've loved in their life and what they've brought to their families, to dispel some of the fear, to dispel some of the doubt, to realise that this journey is waiting for each of us. And they're not alone in that. Our communities, our ancestors, everyone has gone through this in the past. And to bring awareness back to that conversation, to signpost ways for them to create that unique journey, to be there for their families, to be there after their deaths for their families, after their bereavement, to provide support and to connect people in community and each of us to empower in that conversation by bringing that realization that it's waiting for all of us, to connect each other into the best support network that we can provide possible for that person to achieve their greatest journey and to live well into their death.
What sort of things do you do or say to support people? Like, obviously you're sort of there as a companion, but can you give an example of the sorts of things you might say to people or how you would help the family after their loved one has passed away?
It's so lovely that you asked that, because you used the term say. And what I've found is listening, active listening, true, deep listening to somebody without judgment. And quite often they're able to unfurl or let go of what it is they want to say, just by truly, deeply listening. We're so busy in our lives, we quite often don't really stop to fully listen to another's experience. And through that deep, true listening, sometimes people are able to release into their journey themselves. And through that listening, we're able to find out really what's going on in a situation. Sometimes that can be difficult. There can be others' noise that's being involved. And we need to, through compassionate listening and through loving awareness, try to create and craft with families. And sometimes families may be the noise on top rather than actually the journey that this person wants for themselves. And that's the truth of it. We need to listen, we need to craft, and we need to create through compassion that each unique journey for that person that we're working with. And that really comes through deep, deep listening. And it's not us. It's about the person. It's about what they want and really hearing what they want. Nothing to do with us. And that's why I believe each person is uniquely able to be their own doula once they learn to listen.
Why now do you think the NHS has offered your services? Why is it important at this time?
I must say this comes on the back of some amazing people from our organisation. Hermione Elliott, or Emma Clare, who's our wonderful director. Tireless, beautiful, compassionate work. To show that doulas are there outside of the normal framework, outside of this system that seems to have taken over, this mechanised system that's taken over death. And these people have wonderfully showed us a way to be able to there to connect community, for doulas to be outside of that framework, to bring in varied experience from many, many different backgrounds, to link all of these wonderful things together to achieve the unique journey that I've spoken about. I think it's been realised by the NHS that we're able to work outside of that framework, work outside of the parameters of that, to bring unique talents and skills, to be there in a very flexible capacity to advocate on behalf of this person, with our knowledge to also be able to plan, advance plan, which is something that we do, to plan into the death, to create and craft that unique journey for each person in a way, whether it is time for them to maybe be at home, to maybe realise that there is no medical intervention anymore, and to be able to really live well into their deaths with their family without the turbulence of maybe many multiple visits that aren't needed. And really working alongside that system that's there to actually maybe take the strain off that for services that are overstretched, and doulas being able to work sometimes outside of the normal regular hours to be able to achieve getting somebody home who doesn't need to be in hospital, hence relieving those systems, relieving those wonderful nurses that are working so hard, being there to be able to give time for carers, being there to be able to give time for families to have a little bit of respite, a little bit of rest, so they can be human. Just simply for people to maybe have the time to go off and have a haircut and remember what it is. Those beautiful people that give up their lives, or to give up all of their time to their families, to actually be able to have a little bit of time for themselves, and maybe to be able to help that person live well into their death themselves by what we do.
That's all been fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or do you think you've covered everything?
Just to realise that this is now here for anyone that has been given certain kind of parameters or criteria towards their end of their life. We're here to support in Richmond and Kingston Borough under this pilot project. As I say, a trailblazing project. We have one similar in Leeds, and we're really pushing this, that we're here for those families, we're here for those carers, we're here for those significant others at the moment. And the more awareness and advertising we can bring to this, and to reach out into that diversity, we also want to bring diverse cultural practices into this, to bring other people into this, into training, so we can understand diverse ethnic communities or other people that may want to come into the doula fold for training, which is available. And here to spread this message, to remember that we're each here in our communities to live well into our dying, and to reclaim death in our communities in a beneficial, positive way, and to know that we're all here for each other, and to see each other as humans in living well into our deaths.